Hey everyone, it's Pacific. I'm in my bedroom and it is absolutely pouring outside, which is actually a pretty big step up considering last week in Denver, it snowed! I was trying so hard to record this without a bunch of background noise. I usually have a nice blanket set up, but this week that didn't really work. So here I am. Hopefully you enjoy the rain noises. But I have a few quick announcements. First things first, I want to say thank you. We are just about to hit 100 patrons, and by the time this episode airs, I think we'll probably be at 100 patrons, which means all patrons $5 and above will now get a monthly postcard. I'll have a new design each month, so you'll never get the same old thing, but they're also one time only. We'll never repeat the designs, and each month I'll be making new ones. Later this week, I'll be uploading two of the designs I've done, and I'll be letting you guys vote on them. You don't have to be a patron to vote. This will be public. Ooh, that was a big crack of lightning. This will be public, so if you're interested in checking out the design, seeing what we have in store, make sure you visit us at patreon.com/scp_pod. I'll be putting up a goal for 200 patrons shortly, which will probably be more bonus episodes, but I don't know. We'll see if you guys want something else. Maybe more merch. I'm pretty flexible. And lastly, last week we did a awesome Q&A with our composer, Tom Rory Parsons. It is now live on our Patreon for anyone to view. We do try and post as much public stuff as we can. So if you're not a patron, but you like the show, check it out. There's tons of stuff for you there. In upcoming weeks, we'll be interviewing other people, such as Steve Blitzen, the sound designer and composer for Creepy, John Grills, the voice of this podcast, and even some people from the SCP website itself. So, lots of awesome content in store, in addition to more community nights where we'll get together and play games. You know, stuff like that. Otherwise, on to this week's patrons, and then the episode. So this week, I want to give a big shout-out to John Bowers, Paul Ludovici, Tanya Downing, Rob Kerr, 541 Ryan, Maria Chavez, Tung Wesley, Rachel Lamb, Kelly Magnier, Grimeye, Canadian, love your username, Lisa A. Hardwick Williams, Tyler Talbert, Jimmy Stoff, and Justin Rooney. Thanks, guys. You rock. And if you're interested in hearing your name at the beginning of the show, getting a monthly postcard, ad-free episodes, or bonus episodes, or, you know, just hanging out and talking to everyone else, find us at patreon.com/scp_pod. And with that, enjoy this week's episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Written by user Fan2. Item number, SCP-294. Object class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. There are no special containment procedures on file for item SCP-294. However, only personnel of security clearance level 2 or higher are allowed to interact with it. See document SCP-294-A. SCP-294 is currently being stored in the second floor personnel break room and is monitored by two guards of security clearance level 3 at all times. Description. Item SCP-294 appears to be a standard coffee vending machine, the only noticeable difference being an entry touchpad with buttons corresponding to the English QWERTY keyboard. Upon depositing 50 cents US currency into the coin slot, the user is prompted to enter the name of any liquid using the touchpad. Upon doing so, a standard 12-ounce paper drinking cup is placed and the liquid indicated is poured. 97 initial test runs were performed, including requests for water, coffee, beer and soda, non-consumable liquids such as sulfuric acid, wiper fluid, and motor oil. as well as substances that do not usually exist in liquid state, such as nitrogen, iron, and glass, and each one returned to success. Test runs with solid materials such as diamond have failed, however, as it appears that SCP-294 can only deliver substances that exist in liquid state. It is of note that after approximately 50 uses, the machine would not respond to further requests. After a period of approximately 90 minutes, the machine seemed to have restocked itself. It is also interesting to note that many caustic liquids that would have eaten through a normal paper cup seemed to have no effect on the cups dispensed by the machine. Testing is ongoing. As suggested, SCP-294 was moved to the second floor personnel break room as a money-saving venture. Following Incident 294-1, guards were stationed at the item and the security clearance became necessary to interact with it.
Document SCP-294-A regarding Incident 294-01. On August 21st, 2005, Agent John Smith attempted to use item SCP-294 to obtain coffee during his allocated break time at 9:30 a.m. At the request of Agent Alan Johnson, to see what it would do, Smith requested a cup of Joe from the item. Moments after confirming the selection, Agent Joseph Scott began to sweat profusely and complained of dizziness before collapsing. After moving the unconscious agent to the infirmary, the medical team recovered the contents of the cup dispensed by item SCP-294, a combination of blood, tissue, and other bodily fluids. Testing revealed the DNA sequence of the biological material dispensed by SCP-294 matched that of Agent Joseph. Agent Joseph made a complete recovery after 4 weeks of rest and intravenous hydration. X-rays and CAT scans showed no further signs of injury, and Agent Joseph was released. Both agents were reprimanded. Additional security measures for SCP-294 have been recommended. Addendum SCP-294-F. After reviewing documentation on SCP-294, Dr. Elders suggested testing SCP-294's ability to retrieve specific liquids from a distance. Addendum SCP-294-H. With the overseeing of 05-7, a cup of SCP-075's secretion was used as input. The product was proven to be the requested liquid, and the cup was able to successfully contain the material. However, the report for Incident 075-07 was acknowledged 2 hours after the test. A containment procedure breach had occurred exactly the same time this test was taking place, waking SCP-075 to its active stage. It was able to secrete an amount of basic solution equal to the capacity of a coffee cup before emergency containment procedure was applied and it was rendered passive. The liquid was not found in the post-incident investigation. Addendum SCP-294-I. Researcher punched in request for cup of gold. The machine dispensed a cup of molten gold. Researcher requested similar precious materials with the same result. Addendum SCP-294-J. Researcher punched in, from a safe range, request for cup of anti-water. The machine hummed briefly, then displayed out of range on entry pad. It is theorized that SCP-294 has a limited range of collection and cannot reach into alternate universes or dimensions. Addendum SCP-294-K. Researcher punched in request for diamond. SCP-294 briefly hummed, then displayed out of range on entry pad. SCP-294 gives this result for all solid substances. As diamond is a solid crystalline form of carbon, it appears the machine will not dispense liquid carbon, as this does not result in a diamond. When cup of carbon was subsequently punched in, the machine dispensed a cup of liquid carbon. SCP-294 was immune to the damaging effects of the dispensed liquid. Addendum SCP-294-M. Testing for range of SCP-294's capacity for retrieval has been initiated. A unique compound has been formulated, composed of undisclosed ratios of brand bleach, brand cola, Matter-X powder, and garam masala. The fluid was created and placed in a sealed container 25 meters away from SCP-294. When requested, the fluid was dispensed. An equal amount of the mixture was no longer present in its original container. Addendum. SCP-2940-01. Researcher Robin, under observation of Level 4 personnel, keyed in a request of the best drink I've ever had. SCP-294 dispensed a fluid similar in appearance to cola. The researcher identified it as a mixed drink he recalls having at a bar during his bachelor party, and was convinced it was the best drink. Know what ingredients were in the drink besides rum and cola. Further tests are scheduled to ascertain how SCP-294 gathers information. Addendum. SCP-2940-01A. Under the same conditions, Agent Smith typed, "The best drink I've ever had." SCP-294 delivered a dark fluid topped with white foam, which was later identified as a Vienna lager. The cup was printed with a color picture of 5 men and 2 women drinking beer on the beach. Smith was one of them. In his briefing, Agent Smith confirmed that his favorite drink ever was a Vienna lager he consumed at the beach with his friends. It has now been confirmed that SCP-294 has the ability to directly gather information from someone's mind in order to comply with the given conditions. Addendum. SCP-294-Q-01. Subject keyed, "The perfect drink." The machine dispensed a cup containing an odorless lavender liquid. After drinking the liquid, subject appeared to go into shock. Subject later committed suicide, leaving a note which read, "I'm sorry, but at this point, everything's just one big letdown. Requesting such a drink again is highly discouraged. None of the components of the drink have yet been identified." Addendum. SCP-294-T-01. Subject keyed in, "Something Cassie will like." The device was heard to hum for about 3 seconds before dispensing an empty cup. Printed on the side of the cup was an image of a traditional soda fountain glass filled with something brown and topped with whipped cream. Upon introduction to SCP-085, it was identified by her as a chocolate banana milkshake and judged delicious. Addendum. SCP-294-W. Researcher keyed in a request for a cup of music. SCP-294 produced a clear, sparkling fluid that tasted vaguely alcoholic. Following ingestion, subject reported feeling, and not hearing, a continuous rhythm, and demonstrated the ability to move and even dance with a certain fluidity that he had not previously shown. Testing on other abstract concepts is continuing. Addendum. SCP-294-AB. During a mass security breach, Agent Vengroff requested a cup of pertinent medical knowledge while taking shelter inside the second floor break room. Of the 4 agents in the room, Agent Vengroff was the only one who was not injured. SCP-294 poured a cup of clear green liquid. Following the ingestion of this substance, Agent Vengroff began mending the other agents' wounds in a manner consistent with Foundation medical training. Agent Vengroff no longer has the medical training that the liquid provided, and other attempts to recreate the effect have failed. The agent has speculated that this event was an emergency measure taken by the object to ensure self-preservation. Addendum. SCP-294-AC. Dr. Denner requested "My Life Story" from SCP-294. SCP-294 made humming noises and shook violently for approximately 3 minutes before providing a highly viscous, opaque black liquid. Upon consumption, Dr. Danner reported that he remembered everything that had ever happened to him. Following this test, Dr. Danner entered his office and returned 48 hours later with a 538-page autobiography. Addendum. SCP-294-AD. Researcher produced request consisting solely of the phrase, "Surprise me." Device produced an opaque cup containing normal water, later determined to have been heated to approximately 200 degrees Celsius. Upon receiving vibration from transport, the contents of the cup turned into steam, violently spraying boiling water in a 2-meter radius. Addendum, SCP-294-AF. Researcher produced request for Blood of Christ. SCP-294 vibrated and produced the message, Hic est enim calyx sanguinis mei, then produced a paper drinking cup containing approximately 0.12 liters of red grape juice. Addendum, SCP-294-AG. Researcher produced requests for Cup of Smilodon Blood, Cup of Passenger Pigeon Blood, and Cup of Thomas Jefferson's Blood, and received 3 out-of-range errors. Addendum, SCP-294-AH. A D-class personnel with IQ of 99 and low curiosity scores was given written instructions about what to request. The D-class personnel produced a request for Blood of Canis Lupus and received a cup of liquid subsequently identified as wolf blood. The D-class personnel next produced a request for Saliva of Equus Ferus Caballus and received a cup of liquid subsequently identified as horse saliva. The D-class personnel next produced a request for Urine of Phascolarctis Cinereus and received a cup of liquid subsequently identified as koala urine. The D-class personnel next produced a request for Cerebrospinal Fluid of Phoboromus Pattersoni and received a cup of liquid currently undergoing analysis. It is to be noted that Phoboromus Pattersoni went extinct during the late Miocene epoch, approximately 8 million years ago. Addendum, SCP-294-AI. Dr. King produced a request for a cup of room temperature superconductor and received a cup of apple juice with seeds floating in it. Addendum, SCP-294-AJ. Dr. Menchu produced a request for cup of D-151839's leukemia and received a cup of fluid. The fluid was microscopically examined and found to contain leukemic blast cells, which were a genetic match to D-151839. A second request for cup of D-151839's leukemia resulted in an out-of-range error. D-151839 was subsequently found to be free of leukemia. However, within 15 days, the leukemia had recurred. Other SCP-294 experiments are currently awaiting approval.
SCP-294 was written by user Arkibi. Our host and narrator is John Grills. Our lead researcher was Graham Rowett. Our music is by Tom Rory Parsons. I'm your editor and showrunner, Pacific Obadiah. And our producer is Tom Owen. This is a bloody disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.